Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're here every Saturday morning. Let me just stand back and introduce the team to you so you know everybody here is here for you. We have our call screener. Like you hear, operators are standing by. For the next few weeks, that will be my daughter, Julia, the trader. She's moving to my grandchildren to Minneapolis. So Julia,
yay, that'll be fun, eh?
Julia the trader is our call screener. Yes, you have something to say.
I would really think you would be happy about this because I'm doing what you raised me to do and follow my family.
I don't know.
Trader doesn't seem right.
Your son-in-law.
James wasn't part of that family.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're missing.
I see. My bad.
He's on the blacklist right now, I'll tell you that. My best buddies, Junior and Peyton and Braxton, to Minneapolis. Anyway,
who's
going to
call screen? Are we going to make Mike do it too?
I don't know. I don't know who we're going to have call screen. There's a job opening at Rosie on the House for call screeners. Julia will take your call today. You call toll-free, the number 1-888-767-4348. We have two engineers. The show's so big and so powerful, it takes two to get the job done. We've got Mike Reisch here in our broadcast studio that makes sure all the buttons are pushed. And then we have Mr. Super Engineer Pete Fryzot, who always keeps us straight and lined up and make sure the right buttons are pushed and the dials are set correctly. Pete, we always appreciate your participation. Miss Jennifer is out, and Romy and I are here. And we want to talk about tools today, and particularly if you're getting ready to step up from the basic pliers, hammer, and screwdriver, we'd like to talk to you. But know this, as we hit on the topic of tools, we're open line. Any project, any maintenance event, any remodeling idea you might have that you'd like to start or talk about, give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. We can help you with do-it-yourself advice. If it's a project you want to get started, we can help you with what tools you might need. We can recommend brand names of products that have become our favorite, depending on what it is you'd like to do and our experience in getting that done. And I can tell you that if you get halfway through that project, we have a referral network at our website, rosieonthehouse.com, which absolutely can put you in touch with the best contractors throughout the state of Arizona, in particular in Tucson, Phoenix, and the Quad City area of Yavapai County. We have a few members up in Flagstaff, and then we've got the Hartmans over in Sedona, but we're building those networks out slowly. I want to welcome some of the new members at Rosie on the House. They're a little bit out of contractor trade services category. Still homeowner related, absolutely. If you're interested in getting a quote, if you're frustrated with anything having to do with your homeowner's insurance or any insurance at all, you need to know on our website lives a new company called Focus Insurance Services. That's spelled P-H-O-C-U-S, Focus. They are great people. They've been writing me and Jennifer's insurance for as long as we've been married. Actually, a little bit longer than we've been married, so 37 years. We have Galaxy Lending Group, and Harold's actually going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour. We can help new family homeowners or anybody interested in refinancing or trying to decide what to do about their mortgage. Harold's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour here today, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and when he joined us, was that November or October?
Yeah.
It was a great opportunity. People called in with their information right there.
That's right.
Both sides, you could tell they were writing down, and Harold had his calculator and walked and helped. Talked to a lot of people, so we're very excited to have him back.
We have Magic Garden Nurseries that's joined us down in Tucson, so get in and check
them.
And they do landscaping installs, Pantana and 22nd Street.
I don't know if they have pigs for pond ceiling.
I don't know if they have pigs for pond ceiling, but maybe we could start something here.
Well, they could probably sell you a citrus tree.
I'll tell you one thing they do have. They have unpasteurized desert honey. Ooh. They have a unpasteurized desert blend, and then they have an unpasteurized mesquite. Ooh. And I went in on my blind shopping Ooh. Trip and bought a bottle of each, and it is some of the best honey Ooh. I've ever eaten in my life. And we've got Clearco Window Company, and also cleans and washes solar panels, if that's something. And then in particular today, we've talked about them a couple times, Scottsdale Weed Control. If you're in the Scottsdale area and you want to get pre-emergent down, he may be able to fit you. And I ran into him Friday morning, and I was going to the office, and he said, Rosie, I can't even stop and talk to you, man. I got too many things to do. So there's just a few of the newest members here at Rosie on the House.
And with the increase in work and as much as pre-emergent is popular, it does open a category. If you do pre-emergent in the West Valley.
We need you.
Yeah.
We need to know about you.
He, Scottsdale Weed Control goes to about 35th, 51st Avenue, but he had to get tighter and tighter and tighter in his travel radius.
Yeah, makes sense.
The more and more work that came in, it was too hard to go all over the place. So West Valley, Goodyear, Avondale, Surprise.
Absolutely. Give us a ring if you think you can make it through the screening service. Hey, another new member was Irwin Furniture. You know, if you've got something you want to try and get done with your furniture, they have become specialists in a lot of times with storm damage or smoke damage and stuff like that. But they'll do anything.
We got an email this week from somebody that said, I took my family leather couch to someone else, and it came back. The pillows were so hard we couldn't sit on it. It was, I mean, it just sounded like a botched job, and it was this family heirloom couch that they had had for a couple generations, so we got them over to old Irwin to take care of it.
Very good. Very good. So those are just some of the new members at Rosie on the House. Like we say, we're the number one contractor referral directory in Arizona. We're growing a little bit. We're not going to ever grow into things we can't test. In other words, you'll never go to Rosie on the House searching for a proctologist. Because I'm not going to go field test them.
No.
I'm not going to do that.
Mike's looking for it.
I love my listeners. I love the Arizona homeowners. But I'm going to stick to where my expertise is, and that's in the world of contracting. So
no doctor services.
And home
services.
No
lawyer services.
No, none of that. So we thank you for making us the number one contractor referral in the state of Arizona. Don't forget to vote for us when you're on our webpage.
The nail people. Would you go?
Manicures? I've never had one, so I wouldn't know.
Would you go let them do that on you just to test? No.
Nope. Okay. No. So not that easy. All right. Let's talk tools. It's an easy article to write. It's the one you'll find in the Arizona Republic today because people wanted to know, okay, Rosie, what is the first tool I should buy? I've got the basic, you know, little kitty tool set with a little baby hammer and a pair of pliers and a flathead and a Phillips screwdriver. What do I do next? Huh? Well, that kind of depends on how much you want to tackle. And it was an easy article to write because all I had to do is think back on the two times my truck was stolen and the other time they stole all the tools out of my truck.
So that was easy?
Well, it's an easy article to write because all I had to think back is what were the first tools I bought? What were the tools I considered that I could not live without?
A better padlock?
A better padlock. Yeah, that was part of it. Yeah, for sure. But after you get your nail apron, after you get a hammer of your choice, after you get a screwdriver set and a couple pairs of pliers, you're going to want to take a look probably at going into power tools at that point, all right? And when everything is gone, what's the first thing you buy, Romy?
Power drill.
It's a drill. A cordless drill, absolutely. And when y'all are looking at cordless drills, you know you can spend anywhere between $30 and $250 for one. I can tell you for an average homeowner that's just going to do little projects around the house, you can probably get by with a 12-volt system, okay? They make them lower than that, but I wouldn't recommend going any lower than that. For years, I used to say if you buy a cordless drill and you can hold the collar with your left hand and pull the trigger with your right hand and you can stop it from spinning, it doesn't have enough meat or beef or guts to do the job you want to get it done. I had a couple people write back and say, well, I wish you could have told me that if I wasn't strong enough to hold it, it would tear my hands up and I bled all over the place. So, okay, do it with a glove on, all right? Do it with a glove on. But a 12-volt is about as small as you want to go. 12-volt now, they make kind of a miniature drill. I've got a little 12-volt DeWalt that I just love, and I especially like it because it's got a set of headlights on it, so you can get in there underneath the cabinet or in a dark space or in a closet where you're trying to hang cleats, there's not enough light. I'll tell you what, for 58-year-old eyes, those headlights on that little 12-volt DeWalt are really magical. I love having that.
So do you, is it a button you turn on?
With the trigger.
It's a trigger.
Every time you pull the trigger, the light goes on. Bink.
Does it start screwing right away, or
yes.
can you barely touch it, turn the light on so you can get the headset?
Yes, yes.
And then pull it all the way and it
exactly.
activates the drill.
Yep, exactly.
Perfect.
So
brilliant.
I love it. Little 12-volt brilliant. System is handy. It's very lightweight and probably has enough power to get most homeowner projects done.
That's
step up from there is the 18-volt. Now, that's what we use out on the job every day, is the 18 volts. And if you want a brand name choice that we like everyday construction grade, beat up, throw it around, knock it around on the job site, DeWalt and Milwaukee. I don't think you can do much better than a Bosch as well. Bosch is even maybe, you know, one notch up from there. But Black & Decker's got a 20-volt now.
Oh, wow.
That is actually a drill handle that comes with 7 or 8 or 9 different attachments. It's their matrix.
I didn't realize that was a 20-volt.
It is a 20-volt system.
That is a neat system. You used to buy, well, I mean, you still can, but when you would go get your cordless tools, you could get your drill.
Right.
Or you could get a circular saw, flashlight,
sander.
Jigsaw, sander.
Yeah.
Well, then they would started boxing them together, and they made the battery the same size, so you could switch battery. Well, now, instead of switching battery from one tool to the next, you're switching the head off.
That's it. You have
so
the same handle,
you've got
trigger,
the handle,
and
battery's the same.
Yeah.
You adjust the tool head. That's pretty ingenious.
All right. When we get back, we're talking more tools. I want to give you a couple recommendations on how to maybe protect the tools once you get them. And we're taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. Anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, wherever you hear us in the great state of Arizona, operators are standing by now.